Welcome to the HR Kyle Podcast, your go-to source for insightful discussions on leadership, job searching, and all things human resources. I'm your host, HR Kyle, and each week we dive deep into topics relevant to professionals seeking to elevate their careers and organizations. Whether you're a seasoned leader, a job seeker navigating the ever-changing landscape of employment, or an enthusiast looking to stay ahead of the curve, this is the podcast for you. Join me as we explore practical strategies, share expert insights, and engage in meaningful conversations that empower you to succeed in today's dynamic workplace. So, adjust your headphones and let's dive in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the HR Kyle Podcast. I'm your ever-friendly host, HR Kyle. Today we're talking about a topic that anyone who's ever been on a job search can relate to, managing that emotional roller coaster that goes with that search. You know what I'm talking about. One minute you're excited about the interview you just had, and the next minute you're getting the dreaded not interested email. That can take its toll on even the most emotionally strong person. Well, today we're going to equip you with the advice and guidance you need to get through that. In segment one, I'll be providing my usual practical guidance you can put into place immediately. In segment two, a guest joins me to share wisdom he has gained through his career of working with hundreds and hundreds of job seekers. But before we get to that, we need to get to this, a brief break. We'll be right back. Hello, fellow professionals. Are you ready to revolutionize your approach to recruiting? I'm HR Kyle, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to my latest book, Recruiting is Easy, now available on Amazon and other online retailers. In today's dynamic HR landscape, it's all about strategic branding and engagement. My book unveils the secrets to crafting exceptional employee experiences, attracting top talent, and fostering strong connections. With Recruiting is Easy, you'll master the art of continuous improvement and adaptability, shaping the future of work one relationship at a time. Get your copy today and unlock the potential of HR as a strategic powerhouse. Remember, recruiting should be easy. I'm HR Kyle, and together, let's redefine recruiting. Look for Recruiting is Easy on Amazon and other book online retailers. Welcome back. Today's topic is about weathering the emotional roller coaster that comes with job searching. Managing the emotional roller coaster of a job search requires a combination of self-care, resilience-building strategies, and practical approaches. It's a journey that tests your perseverance, challenges your resilience, and calls upon your inner strength to weather the highs and lows. As you navigate the twists and turns of the job search process, it's important to arm yourself with tools and techniques to help you stay grounded and focused. Today, that's what we'll be talking about. First off, stay organized. Keep track of your applications, your interviews, and your follow-ups. Setting up a spreadsheet or using a job search app can help you stay organized and feel more in control of the process. Number two, set realistic goals. Break down your job search into manageable goals, such as sending out a certain number of applications per week or networking with a certain number of contacts. Celebrate small victories along the way, too. This is a good way to stay motivated. Number three, maintain a routine. Stick to a daily routine that includes job searching, networking, and self-care activities. Having a structure in place can help you stay focused and maintain a sense of normalcy during uncertain times. Number four, practice self-care. Make self-care a priority by engaging in activities that help reduce stress and boost your mood, such as exercise, meditation, hobbies, or just spending time with loved ones. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is crucial during challenging times. Number five, limit negative self-talk. Challenge negative thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your abilities. Instead of dwelling on rejections or setbacks, focus on your strengths, your accomplishments, and the progress you've made so far. Number six, seek support. Lean on friends, family, mentors, and support groups for encouragement and guidance. Sharing your experiences with others who understand what you're going through can really provide a much-needed sense of validation and solidarity. Number 7, focus on what you can control. Acknowledge that there are aspects of the job search process that are, quite frankly, beyond your control. This might be market conditions or hiring decisions. Instead of fixating on things you can't change, focus your energy on what you can control, such as improving your skills or expanding your network. Number 8, stay persistent and resilient. Understand that rejection is a natural part of the job search process and doesn't define your worth. Keep pushing forward, learning from your experiences, and adapting your approach as needed. Remember that resilience is built through perseverance in the face of adversity. Number 9, take breaks when needed. It's okay to take breaks from the job search when you need to recharge and rejuvenate. Give yourself permission to step away from the computer screen and engage in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Number 10, stay positive and hopeful. Maintain a positive mindset and hold on to hope, even during the toughest moments. Believe in yourself and trust that the right opportunity will come along when the time is right. Keep visualizing your goals and stay committed to achieving them. By implementing these strategies and staying resilient in the face of challenges, you can effectively manage the emotional roller coaster of a job search and emerge stronger and more confident on the other side. Now, let's take a little break to catch our breath and allow you to hear more about how I can help you in your employment journey. We'll be right back.
Are you striving to lead your team to success? Or perhaps you're navigating the complexities of the job market? Introducing the solution, the HR Kyle YouTube channel, your go-to source for insightful guidance and practical tips. With short 1 to 2 minute clips, our videos save you time while delivering impactful, usable strategies. From effective leadership techniques to mastering the job application process, access valuable advice in minutes. Don't miss out. Subscribe to the HR Kyle channel on YouTube today.
Greetings, I'm Kyle Smith, and I'm here to offer you a speaking experience that goes beyond the ordinary. With a rich background in leadership, HR, and personal development, I bring a unique blend of expertise and passion to every presentation. Whether it's Leadership Unleashed, Well-Being at Work, or Career Mastery, I delve into topics that empower individuals and organizations to reach their fullest potential. What sets me apart? Proven expertise, an engaging delivery style, and actionable insights that drive positive change. But here's the kicker. I don't just offer a one-size-fits-all approach. I customize my content to meet the specific needs and goals of your event. So let's elevate your event together. Contact me now to reserve your date and unlock the full potential of your audience and organization. Don't miss out on the opportunity to inspire greatness. Visit hrkyle.com today. Welcome back to segment 2 of the HR Kyle podcast. Thank you for being with us. We're going to continue this theme of managing the emotional roller coaster of a job search by having a guest join us to talk about his experience having worked with hundreds of job candidates as a recruiter. Dave, welcome to the HR Kyle podcast.
Hi, Kyle. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, really. I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, mostly in my car. I consider my car my library and my learning center where I listen to podcasts and audiobooks for my own personal development. So I especially appreciate being on the show, and hopefully we can offer some good insight to others who are driving along listening to this podcast today.
Wonderful. Well, Dave, I'm glad you're with me. Dave, we'll start off with an easy question, then it'll get harder from here. So just a heads up on that. But start off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. So personally, you know, I've lived in Northeast Ohio my whole life in the Cleveland area, all 56 years. I love that we're on the North Coast of America. I love Cleveland. I love our sports teams and the people here and the culture. We have a lot of great things to do, and especially I love our beloved Lake Erie. I'm a boater and love being on the water during the summer. I've got a great family. They're awesome. A really supportive wife. And my daughter's getting married this June. My son's graduating in a couple of weeks from college with his bachelor's degree, going on to grad school in the fall. So the Skrow household has a lot of good stuff going on right now. Very busy time here. Professionally, I've been in the recruiting business forever. I mean, really, it's all I've ever done. My dad had a good size search firm and got me in the business very young. Going back to as young as 12 years old, I remember sticking resumes and envelopes to be mailed out, as this was well before the day of the fax machine and email. You know, I worked in my dad's business for many years until he sold it. And then I later started my own company in January of 1999. My company is called True North Consultants, and you know, what we do is partner with great companies to bring them top talent that they need to grow and be successful. You know, people are the most important resource for most companies, so we aim to bring them the best of the best, and not just the best of the ones looking for a new job.
Well, Dave, wonderful intro, and thank you for sharing that. And obviously, you're a proud, as I am, Northeast Ohioan. So appreciate you.
Absolutely,
putting that in as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave, as you mentioned, you've been in the recruiting industry basically most of your life. What changes have you seen in the industry over that period from a candidate perspective?
Wow, it's where to start. It's incredible how this industry has changed since I've been in it and just continues to change every single day. There are many, many things that have changed, but I think undoubtedly the biggest changes have revolved around technology. You know, when I first started recruiting, there was no email, no fax, no internet, no mobile phones. You know, everything was smile and dial the phone, making calls, going out to trade shows and conferences, word of mouth, and then, you know, of course, classified ads in the newspapers and trade journals. So these were how we connected with candidates at that time. You know, candidates would read the want ads, and then candidates had to rely on us recruiters for their information. You know, they really didn't have access to information on the companies that they were interviewing with other than, you know, what we provided them. However, with the emergence of the internet, you know, candidates are much more informed nowadays. They can educate themselves, do their own research, and connect with hiring managers and recruiters much easier. You know, the technology really revolutionized recruitment. You know, I'll ask you, Kyle, do you remember back in 1999, you know, what was created at that time? What was created at that time that was a huge change for recruitment? Do you remember?
Well, I'll tell you, that's when I got my start really in recruitment. And the big push then for me was just online recruiting. I mm-hmm. wrote the book for my right. particular company on how we would recruit online.
In 1999, that's when Monster came out, right? Monster.com. That was created, and boy, my industry recruiters were panicking that this is going to be the death of the recruiter, right? It changed things, but certainly wasn't eliminating the need for recruiters. And then a few years later in 2005, LinkedIn emerged, and again, everyone panicked in the recruiting industry. They're not going to need us anymore. But you know, like anything revolutionary, if you embrace it, it can help us do things better and more efficiently, kind of like AI today, right? You know, these technology inventions have made it easier for candidates to find opportunities and easier for recruiters to connect with candidates. So, you know, and then another big change along the lines of technology is the social media. You know, these platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, whatever, you know, they become very important tools for us recruiters and employers to source and engage with candidates. So, you know, piggybacking off of that with the social media, another big change in the industry, recently there's such a big increased focus on employer branding. You know, I know you've talked a lot about this, Kyle, your book mentions it, your employer brand. So I use social media as a third-party recruiter to promote my own brand, but I also promote the brands of my clients through social media. Companies now, they have to recognize the importance of their employer brand in attracting top talent. You know, candidates now, they can research companies extensively before even applying to a job, you know, looking for insights into company culture and values and employee experiences through review sites like Glassdoor and Google Reviews and and the company's social media profile. So that employer branding is very important. Gone are the days, you know, really gone are the days of having candidates having to go into an interview really not knowing very much, where it's all one-sided and the employer puts, you know, puts you in a room with a dim light bulb and, you know, grills you as to, you know, why do you want to come work for us? You know, that's that it's completely flipped now. You know, now there's a huge onus on the employer to sell their opportunity, sell the company to the candidate and convince the candidate that this is where you want to be. This is the best place for you in your career. You know, and this is something some of my clients are pretty good at and some of them are not very good at. And I have to teach them how to sell their brand in order to attract the best talent and use social media to, you know, to market this. And then, you know, flipping that around on the flip side, candidates have to do the same thing for their own personal brand. You know, every one of us needs to kind of operate as if we're our own business that needs to, you know, market ourselves. You know, everybody that still has the best part of their career in front of them, you know, you need to have a good LinkedIn profile page, a good brand out there on social media platforms, you know, a good LinkedIn profile showcasing your accomplishments and skills so that recruiters and hiring managers are drawn to you and they want to reach out to you about opportunities. And if you don't think you're good at this kind of thing or you don't have time to do it, it would be well worth paying somebody to do it for you. But additionally, with social media comes responsibility. You know, don't be stupid on social media. You know, pretty much anyone that's thinking of hiring you, hiring managers, recruiters, you know, these days, they're going to check out your social media. And if you have, you know, if you have an Instagram account full of pictures and videos of you bonging beer out of a funnel or something like that, you know, you're obviously going to be costing yourself a lot of opportunities. So be responsible with your social media. So a lot of horror stories I could tell you. Maybe when I write my own book one day, Kyle, I'll share some of those stories. So,
I can imagine.
Yeah. So anyhow, you know, while all these advances, these technological advances, you know, I think are probably the most impactful. There's many other changes like the, you know, remote work, flexible work arrangements, freelancing, the gig economy, contracting, mobile recruitment, all this AI stuff now, you know, constantly changing the way recruiting affects candidates these days. But I'll also add that while all these technological advances are great, you know, recruiting is still a people business and the connections between candidates, recruiters, and employers are personal and you can never eliminate that human touch.
Yeah, very true, Dave. And it always comes back to that, no matter what era we're in or what technology we're using. That's exactly the point. Appreciate you, though, sharing the points about just embracing the technology. And I think, you know, when you think about your career, I think that's one thing you can probably point to say, that's why you're still here, you know, 40 plus years later, thriving in your business, because as these changes have come along, you've embraced them rather than seen them as a challenge or a negative.
Right, exactly.
So, Dave, the theme of this episode is managing this emotional roller coaster of job searching. At this point, it's probably safe to say you've worked with hundreds and hundreds of candidates. So with that in mind, how do you coach your candidates to manage that roller coaster so they approach every interview with the right kind of energy?
Right. Yeah. Job searching is absolutely an emotional roller coaster. It can be draining. You know, for some people, it's actually very traumatic. Some say even on the level of going through a divorce or the death of a loved one, it's very emotional. And like I said, for some people, even traumatic. I'll even get concerned if a candidate I'm talking to is not demonstrating signs of anxiety or fear. I mean, it's just human nature, right? So I coach them by, you know, first showing empathy, telling them what they can expect, you know, that they're going to feel emotional. They're going to get butterflies in their stomach. You know, this is normal and they should expect to feel this way. But also I have to explain that emotions can really cloud good judgment and result in bad decisions. So one thing I tell people is at the very beginning of the process, even before we take it to an interview stage, take a piece of paper, write down the reasons why you feel like you need to make a change. What are all the reasons? What are your motivations? And why now? Why is this a good time to do this? Write it down, tuck it away somewhere, because, later in the process, and I'll remind them, go get that piece of paper. When later in the process, when all these feelings of fear, fear of change, fear of the unknown, start to second guess yourself. You try to make sense of your current bad situation to try to justify, why maybe you should just stay put, stay where you're at, even though it's not an ideal situation, just so you can avoid the trauma of leaving and starting a new job, So you can go back, get that piece of paper out with your list of reasons why you wanted to leave in the first place, list you made when you were not in such an emotional state, and, ask yourself, has any of this stuff really changed? 99% of the time, all those reasons are still there, but your emotions are causing you to not see it now, right? It's kind of like an old pair of shoes. You're wearing an old pair of shoes. The soles are falling off. Your feet are killing you. You've got blisters on your toes, but at least these shoes are familiar. I'm not going to go get a new pair of shoes. They're familiar. People are more comfortable sticking with what they know, even if it's a lousy situation, rather than making a change out of, fear of the unknown. So it makes no sense, but that's what happens when emotions come into play in a job search. So you've got to separate emotions from the facts, stick to the facts, and get yourself up and energized for each interview.
Dave, wonderful advice. And the key part that you shared there amongst all the wisdom was that roller coaster is inevitable. And I think if we just know that going in, like you said, that can ease that pressure of, wow, what am I feeling here? I'm trying to avoid those feelings.
Right. And
the other part that I want to highlight here is, and again, you're one of those partners that I value, and I've shared that with you because of your professionalism. But I want the audience to realize just the level of support that you provide to your clients beyond just, hey, I'm going to try to match you up with a job. There's so much more to what you offer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think that's very important. I think, like you said, that's why I've been around so long, is I just I don't try to stick a square peg into a round hole. I look for a good fit, and then I try to support that whole process to make sure it's a win-win for everybody at the end.
And it certainly worked. Well, Dave, as you and I both know, a big part of what saps candidate energy is this excitement letdown cycle, as I'll call it. Mm-hmm. What do you tell the candidate who says, and I'm just not going to get excited about the job until it's offered to me? Because we know that's not the right tactic.
Right. Right. Yeah. Look, if that's, if that's your attitude, it's definitely going to come through loud and clear in an interview. The interviewer is going to pick up on that. They're going to pick up on your lack of excitement, and it absolutely will, knock you out of contention. Employers want to see enthusiasm, and so really don't waste anyone's time going on an interview if you're not going to get excited about it. You'll just be self-sabotaging yourself, self-sabotaging the interview. So if this is true, if this is a job that you're interviewing for, if this job is one that truly aligns with your goals and your values, then you've got to get excited about it. So, again, I'm big on writing things down, and maybe you're picking up on that theme here. So write down all the reasons why you should be excited, and look at that and read that. And another thing, prepare some good questions to ask the interviewers, that will allow them to speak to all the reasons why you should be excited about this job. Ask them what they like about working there, or ask them, what kinds of things you'll have accomplished a year from now or 2 years from now if you're hired and are successful. Let them tell you all the great things about your future self and what you've accomplished there. And this should hopefully make you feel excited about it. Because if you take a defeatist approach, just so you aren't set up for disappointment, really you're going to manifest exactly what you're asking for. And that is no job offer.
Well, I'll tell you what, just a personal story on my side, I have advocated for candidates who had that excitement that you've described, and maybe they've applied to a role that they weren't a fit for, but because they were so interested in our organization, I've looked to find them another role simply because that's the kind of people that we're looking for, because we know they're going to show up on time. We know that they're going to be there every day. They're trainable. They're very interested in being part of the organization. So even in my role, I'm sure you feel the same way. That's someone you will maybe go the extra mile for and actually advocate for.
Right, right. Yeah, if you don't necessarily check all the boxes or have all the all the requirements and the job description. If you the right attitude and the right excitement will go a long way to overcome those things.
Dave, to wrap up our discussion today, what would you tell the candidate who's been searching for a while and they're just not getting anything? They're not getting calls, they're not getting interviews, they're really not getting any activity. What's your advice to that person?
Right. It goes back to the emotional roller coaster. It can be frustrating. It really can be. And I've talked to people that have been out of work for a while and they get very frustrated, but you can't let your emotions cause you to adopt, like a victim mentality, the poor me mentality. That will absolutely kill your attitude and cost you job opportunities. And, not just in an interview situation, but I mean, even cost you the chance to interview when you're out talking to people in your network. They'll pick up on that negativity or that victim attitude and will be less likely to want to help you. People want to help other people. It's just human nature, but only when the person has a good attitude, right? If I'm going to refer you to a colleague of mine or refer you to a company for an interview, I want you to make me look good too. So nobody really wants to help someone with a bad attitude or a victim mentality. So it's absolutely imperative to keep that good attitude, even if you're frustrated. Just fake it till you make it, as they say. So some of the things that I would recommend, first of all, just take a step back. Look for what's going on. What's the reason? Is there something going on that I'm missing here? Is it my resume? Am I tailoring my resume for each job I'm applying to? Am I being too picky? Should I be more flexible on the jobs I'm looking at or the titles of the positions I'm applying to? Or maybe it's how I'm interviewing. Get some feedback on that. Get help with, get a coach, get some feedback on your interviews. Another one is the money. Like, are you asking too much money? This is a big one. Too often I see candidates, they're out of work for, they could be out of work for 6 months, but they're holding out for money. I mean, just because you were making $150,000 in your last job, but right now you're making zero. So, every day you're out of work, you're flushing money down the toilet by holding out. So, so rather than considering jobs at $120,000, you're going to choose to hold out for that $150,000 job. But realistically, you're going to have to make $200,000 or more to make up for all the lost revenue while you're sitting on the sidelines. So really just, just get back in the game. Take a step back, try to figure out what's going on, what's the reason, and then find a solution rather than maybe blaming it on something else, right? Something else I tell people too is, again, getting back to my writing things down, every day, write down your goals and your objectives, and most importantly, your accomplishments. Give yourself daily affirmations so you keep that positive mindset and remember your value so you don't start feeling worthless. Because really, I understand when you're out for quite a while, it's easy to start feeling like you're not valued anymore. So, write down positive things, pat yourself on the back, and remember your value. And, something else, every night before you go to bed, really, like literally get into bed and have a notepad on your nightstand. Write down like what you accomplished that day relative to your job search. Because, by writing it down, number one, it can give you momentum, but it also can give you new ideas. I think writing things down allows your brain to get creative even while you're sleeping. Like I notice with me, if I write things down before I go to bed, it's amazing. How many times I wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning with a great idea. I want to jump out of bed. As soon as I step out of bed, I want to jump on this because I just had this great idea. So, you may think of some old contacts to reach out to that you hadn't thought about or whatever. New ideas will come to mind, I promise, if you do that. And another reason to do that is if you get in bed and you struggle to think of anything that you accomplished that day relative to your job search, you can't think of one single thing, then you need to do something different the next day, Like, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and expecting different results, right? So that definitely applies here. So if that's the case and you can't think of anything good that happened that day that you got done related to your job search, you better switch gears and like write down five new things that you're going to do tomorrow differently that you did not do today. Maybe think of five names of people that you're going to call, just try something different instead of just scrolling Indeed and applying to jobs where there's 500 other applicants applying to those same jobs. You know, try picking up the phone, call some people, work your network, go out to some association meetings where you'll be able to rub elbows with people that can either hire you or help you, you know, whatever. Just try something different. Keep a positive attitude, and I promise, you know, good things will come your way.
Dave, awesome advice. And folks out there listening, you know, that's 40 plus years of experience. That's hundreds and hundreds of applicants and candidates that Dave has worked with speaking there. And I think the message is loud and clear. Eliminate a lot of the emotion and stick to the facts. And Dave, great insight there. I certainly want to thank you for joining us today and talking about this important topic.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
I've enjoyed it as well. Listeners, I hope you found today's discussion useful as you navigate this roller coaster known as job searching. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning in. Certainly appreciate it. Be sure to like and follow so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off saying, stay focused, stay grounded, and stay tuned. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of the HR Kyle podcast. We hope you found our discussion valuable and filled with insights that you can apply in your professional journey. Whether you're a business leader aiming to foster a thriving workplace or a job seeker looking to carve out your own path, remember that HR Kyle is the compass that can guide you towards success. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share it with your network. We're committed to being your trusted source for HR wisdom, and we look forward to having you back with us for our next episode. Remember, in the world of HR and professional growth, there's always room for progress. Be sure to visit our website at hrkyle.com. That's hrkyle.com to learn more about how we can help you meet your business and professional goals. So until next time, this is HR Kyle signing off. Stay motivated, stay informed, keep reaching for those career goals. Music provided by bensound.com. That's bensound.com.